Thank you for each and everybody who is assembled here, Lord God, and bless the ones that are on the way. Lord God, I ask that you hide me behind the cross, Lord God. Decrease everything of Miriam and increase everything of you to where they don't see me, but they see you, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you bless me, Lord God, to do what you have me to do. Nothing me, but more of you, Lord God. I thank you, God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. He gave me one word. Sometimes I laugh when he does that to me because I'm like, okay, what am I going to do with that? He gave me one word, and the word is listen. Listen. We are living in a day and time where no one wants to listen to anybody. Everybody wants to be heard or prove their point. No one wants to listen. But in proving your point, you miss out on a lot of things that you had that you could have had help in along the way just because you wanted to get your word across. You wanted your point across, but you've missed some of the nuggets that God wanted you to collect along the journey. So again, I'm talking about listening, and listening comes with, you know, having the ears to hear the Spirit and hear what the Spirit is saying. This is a side note. There have been many times in my life, maybe in yours, that I have just not listened, not listened to Jesus, not listened to anybody. I just wanted to do my own thing. And in doing my own thing, I didn't want to hear nobody's voice. I didn't want anybody's direction. I didn't want anybody's will for my life, not alone ask God for his will, because I know when he would tell me his will, it's not what I wanted. Now his will is not going to be my will at that time. So therefore, I didn't go to him. And then the consequence of not going to him and listening to him and what he wanted to do in my life, I ended up in so many messes that I shouldn't have been into. I was never designed to go that route because I veered off of the plan. I veered off of the path that he had me on because why? I wanted my way. I wanted to hear what Miriam wanted. I wanted what I wanted. I didn't want nobody telling me nothing. I didn't want nobody to say, oh, Miriam, you're going the wrong way. I didn't want no Naomi's in my life at that time, if you get my drift. You know, trying to advise me, go that way, don't go that way. You know, I didn't want to say, where you live, I live. Where you sup, I sup. No, not at that time. And at that time, I mean, in everybody's life, I'm sure everybody has gone through that one time or another. And you sit back and you just shake your head. You're like, God, what was I thinking? I just messed my whole life up. And it's taken some years to get my life back to where God wanted it to be. And that came by why? Listening. Listening to his voice, listening to people who were wiser totally than I am and I was. It's why it's so important to listen to Jesus. It's so important to listen to his voice. It's so important to listen to the people who know to get a prayer through, who can reach heaven, who can reach the throne. You can't just go listen to every Joe over here, everybody who say that they're in God. Everybody say they in God ain't in God. You cannot take advice from everybody. And I'm going to get into the scripture of that later on in Psalms 1:1. But then listening to Jesus' voice refers to a practice of being attentive to God's guidance and communication, often through prayer, scripture, and the inner prompting of the Holy Spirit. It involves creating a space for reflection, openness to receive divine direction, understanding in one's life. Going through life, we come across many different noises and distractions, people and their thoughts and their ideas and what they think. Don't be so quick to listen and to agree with what people agree with, because what they may be agreeing with may not line up to the life God has for you. So always, always listen to what God is saying to you all. Listen to the Spirit. And in that way, when you listen, you see God's voice manifest in your life. You see God's manifesting his power, his divine direction in your life when you listen to him, not the talkers out here, not the naysayers, not the, oh, you should have been over that a long time ago. No, you're the reason why I didn't get over that long time, because I listened to you. But if I had listened to the voice of God, listened to his voice, he said, my sheep know my voice and will not adhere to anyone. You know, if I'm a sheep, then he's my shepherd, then, you know, I can buy and what? He's going to come to me. He's going to draw me in closer, because what? I am the sheep of his pasture. So therefore, he's going to take care of me. He's going to give me divine instruction on what to do for my life. If I what? Listen. It's key word, listen. Psalms 1 and 1, it says, blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, following their advice and example, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit down, rest in the seat of the scornful, the ridiculers. Meaning,
don't sit down.
Don't sit down with a bunch of people who don't know nothing about the Bible. Don't sit down about with nobody who ain't got no prayer life, who ain't got no life with God. I don't live with you, so I don't know what you do on the outside. I don't know what you're saying. You can say hallelujah, hallelujah in the house, but when you get out the house, are you saying hell, hell, hell? I don't know what you're doing, so therefore, I'm not going to listen to you. You may think you have your best intentions for me, but let me tell you, baby, you don't, because I know the one who has the best intentions for my life, to where I'm going to end up where I'm supposed to be, on the road, on the path that he has directed me to be in. So no, don't listen to those people. Don't listen to nobody who ain't got no godly advice. Psalms 1 and 1, the first psalm in the Bible, the first time David starts out and tells us, blessed and fortunate. He's telling us, this is how you're going to be if you do not listen to the opposers, to the, as my daughter used to call it, the ops. I don't understand that, but the ops, the opposers, okay? So David's telling us, blessed. You want to be blessed? You want to be fortunate? You want to be prosperous? You want to be favored by God? Then this is what you do. Do not sit in the council of the wicked. Do not stand around and sit and listen to people that ain't got no sense about God, that ain't living the life of God. Move, run. Like I say in Forrest Gump, run, Forrest, run. Run, saint, run. Do not stay around those people, because why? You know what? One apple will spoil the whole bunch. So while that person, you may be sitting and, oh, well, that's my friend. You know, I don't want to hurt their feelings. But you don't understand what that friend is doing to the inner inside of you. Because what that's doing is poisoning you. It's poisoning your mind. It's poisoning your thinking. It's poisoning your walk, your talk. And you don't even see it right then. And then down the road, you'll be like, what is wrong with me? This is not me. I don't act like this. Who have I been around? Check yourself. Who have you been around? Have you been around somebody not talking God? Have you been around somebody not exampling, not showing you the example? And I have. You know what? Run. Get away from that, because it's your life. Your life is on the line. We are now in a day and time that our lives are on the very line. The enemy is coming after us because he's already got them. He ain't trying to get the ones he's got. He's trying to get the ones he don't have. So listen to what the Spirit is saying and follow the guidance of God, not man. The Bible tells us, don't put your trust in man. Man will fail you. I love my husband. God knows I do. But I don't put my whole trust in, because the Bible says don't put your trust in. I trust him, but I don't put my trust, my trust belongs in God, because he is the only one that can deliver us. He is the only one that can make a way out of no way. He can try. He can do his best, but it's ultimately God. And once you get to that realization, not your family, not your friend, not your boo, not your baby, not anybody, it is listen to God, because he's got the direction for your life. He's got the answers that you're seeking. You may be seeking some things this morning. Go to God. You may need some answers. Go to God. Don't go to your friends. Don't go to the person you've been hanging with. You better get in that Bible, sit down and sup with him and get divine direction and answers from him, because that's what's going to help you along the way. We need to understand the importance of listening to him. Listening to him. Listening is the key to our ability to grow spiritually. When we humble our ears, our hearts to God's whisper, that's when we receive guidance, instruction, and also deepen our relationship with him. By listening to God's voice, it's his desire to lead us, talk with us, and reveal his will and plan and path that he has already laid out for our lives. He's already laid it out. It's up to us to follow it. It's up to us to get into him and let him tell us, this is the way I want you to go, baby. I know you drifted off that way, but I see you coming back. So let me just help you get on back. I'm going to guide you on back into the line, guide you on back into the fold. And then when you get there, stay in me. Don't run. Stay in me and wait until I tell you when to go, what to say, where to inhabit. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's waiting on. He's waiting on us. In James, this one. In James 1 and 19, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. You know, that I was talking to my husband. I said, that scripture has always puzzled me, because I'm like, I didn't understand. I was like, quick to listen. What am I quick to listen to? And then he said, slow to speak. Okay, I can understand that. And then slow to wrath and slow to anger, you know. But then I think, and then I go back into the Bible, and Jesus said you could be angry but sin not. Okay, I understand that part. But the slow to speaking and the quick to listen, I just didn't get that. So you know what? I looked it up. So quick to listen, give undivided attention, be open to new perspectives, and seek to understand others' feelings and situations, reflecting Jesus's attentiveness, meaning put your own self out the way. You step out the way and let God take the forefront. Let him take the forefront. Then when it talks about speak, slow to speak, it says pause before responding. Think the importance of your words and avoid impulsive reactions, ensuring speech is kind, necessary, and identifying, meaning you can't just pop off and say what you want to say to anybody. Even though you may want to, even though the person got on your last nerve, you cannot just say what you want to say, because why? James also said, life and death is in what? In the power of the tongue. So you can kill somebody with what you say. You know, when I was younger, people would say, oh, Miriam, you can't say that. You know, you're country people just say anything. They just pop off and I'm like, no, I'm thinking, I'm just like, why don't you understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because it would be straight and direct. My daughter says all the time, she said, Mama, you're just too direct. I was like, and I tell her, I said, I'm sorry, baby, but that's just the way I was raised. My grandmama, it's just what it was. But then I'm learning and I'm understanding slow to speak, meaning think about, don't always, just because you was raised that way, don't mean you have to stay that way. So I'm learning every day to, let me think about what I'm going to say. Let me see. Is that going to hurt them? Yeah. Am I going to get in trouble? Am I going to have to get to the altar? Because sometimes, I don't know about y'all, sometimes we speak at a turn and we find ourselves, I don't know about y'all, but I find myself back at an altar in my home, you know, getting that right with God, because I don't want anything to stain my garment before God. I don't want anything that's going to keep me out of him saying, well done. You know what I'm saying? So it's important to get those little bitty things. He said it's those little bitty things that's going to keep you out anyway. So you know what? Shape up, get yourself intact, and be careful on what you say. Be careful on how you say it to people. It's not so much always what you say, it's how you say it. It's how you come across with it. If you're coming across with it to me with some anger, with some, you know, some voice, I'm not going to receive it. I'm not going to hear you. It's like, you're talking, but I'm not hearing you. No. You know, and I'm thinking, no, because God don't even talk to me like that. God talks to me in a whisper, in a peaceful speak, in a peaceful tone. And that's why he wants us to speak to others. You know, think about what you're going to say before you speak. And slow to anger. This was a good one. Control your temper and not let anger dictate your response. Recognizing that human anger often hinders God's righteousness. Yeah, that's true. So therefore, before you get angry, think about it. Is my anger going to be so rough to that person to where it may kick them out of even want to be in Christ? Because they're looking at you like, but you're supposed to be in God. How you coming off at me talking like that? How are you making me feel that way when ain't you God? I've heard that all my life. Ain't you supposed to be in God? Ain't you a Christian? Are you so-called Christian? You acting like that? I said, are you different? Yes, I am different. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you got to be slow to say what you're going to say. Your anger, calm down before you just react. That's what he's saying. Calm down before you react, because you don't know what that reaction is going to come back upon you and what's going to happen. And John 10:27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. It says Jesus uses the metaphor of the sheep and the shepherd to describe the relationship between himself and his followers. Just as sheep recognize and respond to the voice of the shepherd. Believers are to be, are to call to recognize the voice and follow Jesus. But how do you know his voice if you're not in his word? How do you know his voice if you ain't supping with him? And when I say supping with him, I'm just having saying getting a relationship with him, spending time with him. You spend time with your kids, your friends, your boo, your bae. But so many times, and I raised my hand, I've been guilty, not spending enough time with the Savior, not spending enough time with God. And then you wonder why that ain't working out. Because you know what? You drift away just a little bit. But it's okay because he's so patient with us. He is so loving with us. And he says, come on back. I got you. Come on back and get in with me because you want to always hear what the shepherd is saying to the sheep. You want to make sure you're hearing his voice and not the other voice. And the way you do that is why? Listen and get into the word. In Jeremiah 33:3, it says, encouraging people to pray and seek God, who promises to reveal great and hidden things beyond the human understanding, emphasizing prayer and divine communication as a source of hope and wisdom. It signifies God's willingness to respond to those who earnestly call on him, offering profound truth and guidance. And that's just Jeremiah just encouraging you. Hey, this is what he wants to give you. This is what he wants to let you know. Hey, you're going to get all of these things once you learn to listen to me, once you learn to be in me. And I'm still talking about listening. And when I'm talking about listening, the call upon your life, you have to listen to hear that call. So many people, what was it? My mom used to say, so many people are called, but few are chosen. So many people are called, but few are chosen. This one young man in the Bible, in 1 Samuel 1 Samuel 3 and 10, it says, Samuel was Hannah's son. She prayed for him, if you don't know the backstory about him. And Samuel ended up being the great prophet. He is the one that anointed David to be the next king of Israel later in life. But the Samuel was he was the person over the church, and he was brought there as a child, and to where he would never leave the church. He would always represent God. He would always be in service to God. So he kept hearing a voice in the midnight hours, is what I'm getting to. He kept hearing a voice, and he would get up and Eli, that's who it was. And he would get up and he would run to him and said, are you calling me? Are you calling me? And he was laid back down and said, no, I'm not calling you. Three to four times he went back and kept saying, are you calling me? And he said, go back. He said, I believe the Lord is calling you. And when the Lord calls you, what you're supposed to do is say, here I am. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. That's what we're supposed to do. Get into a place where he says, I'm calling you, but are you hearing me? I'm calling you, but are you listening? I'm calling you. Are you going to answer the call that I'm placed on your life? Are you going to stand up and say, here I am. Speak, Lord. I'm your servant. Let me do what you tell me to do. Give me the strength to do what you tell me to do. There's a sidebar. I have to say this. There was, when I always hear this word, when I was reading this chapter in Samuel, when he said, here I am. I have to tell you, me and Maya and Stephen, we were on vacation a long time ago, probably about 4 years ago. We went to Tampa, Florida. We have a Church of God, has a sister church down there. And we went to a convention down there. We stayed in a really nice hotel and everything. It was really nice. And so we turned it into a family vacation. And something weird was going on in the hotel down in the lobby. And your pastor, I guess he was going to be Pastor Save of somebody. I don't know. Because there was so much confusion. Maya can attest. There was so much confusion going down. And he thought he was going to help the door lady because she was the only one down there. And finally, he got wise when he saw the person coming up to the person. Like, I better get up here to my room. I ain't got nothing to do with these people down here. So everybody in the hallway, everybody's looking out the door like, what in the world's going on? Me and Maya included. And Pastor Stephen said, would y'all just get in the room? What is wrong with y'all? Well, we want to know what's going on too. Well, nevertheless, we go on to sleep that night. And for some reason, I don't know, they wake up and they say, this is what was told to me. They wake up and they said, Stephen calls me Mary. He said, Mary, where are you at? And Maya said, Mama, where you at? And Evidently, I jumped up off the floor and said, here I am. And they said, and I said, what am I doing on the floor? What happened to me? And Stephen and Maya just said, you just got up and said, here I am. And then you just went on with your day. And I'm thinking, what in the world? What did y'all do to me in the midnight hour? I don't know. But every time I read that scripture about Samuel standing up and saying, because he jumped up out of his bed and said, here I am, Lord. I'm your servant. I'm ready to be used by you. I think about that because I'm thinking, was I jumping up and saying, here I am. I'm mom. I'm your wife. I'm right here. I ain't left. I'm right here in the midst of you all. And I'm thinking, what in the world? You know, that was just sidebar because every time I just sit back and I laugh when I was reading, I was like, I got to say that because that was just a defining moment in our life on a vacation. I feel like we are a National Lampoon's Vacation. Every time we go somewhere, we go through some different things, but we always end up back home, praise God. See, in Deuteronomy 30 and 20, it says, love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him, meaning listen to his voice. Hold on to him. If you got a grasp of him, get a tighter grasp of him. Don't let him go, because why? He's not going to let you go. We are the ones that step aside. He never steps aside. He is always standing there with open arms ready to receive us. So therefore, be listening. Be watchful, waiting to hear that voice from God. And it says in Exodus 15 and 26, if you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord, your God, and do that which is in his eyes, and give ear to his commandments, and keep his statutes, I will put no disease on you. I will put no plague on you like I did Egypt, for I am the Lord, your healer. And I tell you what, when I read that, he said, this is a promise from God. Even though he said it in the Old Testament, it still goes for today. He said, if you will diligently listen to my voice, meaning get everybody out your ear, get everybody out your eyesight, get everything that you want up out of your surrounding, get everything that don't mean you no good, but God, put God first. Keep him right there in the center of where you need to be, because he is saying, I will give you everything you need. I will give you whatever you're desiring. I have it in my hands. All you had to do is diligently listen to me. Sit back, take a seat. Take a siesta. Don't even think about nobody else, but think on the things that are lovely. Think on the things that are kind. Think on the things that have a good report. Think on the things of God. Think on the things that are going to bring you joy. Think on the things that are going to bring you life. Think on the things that are going to give you health. Think on the things that's going to give your descendants life. Think on the things that's going to give you God in every area of your life. Think on them things. And then when you're thinking, listen to him. Listen to his voice. Quit listening to everybody's voice. Quit listening to he said, she said, that gossip, because gossip is a sin. So you're sinning when you're listening to somebody that ain't God. You're listening to somebody who ain't got your best interest at heart. Listen to God. Listen to what the Spirit is saying to you, because what he's saying is life. And he's saying live. He's saying prosper. He's saying that you will live and not die and proclaim the works that I have already put in your hands. But he said, listen, wake up and listen to me. Listen to God. We too busy listening and talking. Stephen be saying, you bumping your gums too much. You know, quit talking too much. Listen. Sometimes we talk too much. Well, like I said earlier, you miss out on what he's trying to tell you. Be slow to speak. Quick to listen. Slow to wrath. You want all the things God wants to give you? You desiring the things in your heart? You got heart's desires? I know I do. But it starts with listening. It starts with sitting back. And if you have a hard time listening, get into prayer, because he'll get you straightened out in prayer. He'll get you together in prayer. He'll get you together in the word. You know, that's why he said, just diligently listen to me. That's what I'm saying. And when he says diligently, that means continuously. Don't stop. It's a continual thing. The Bible says pray, and pray without ceasing. Meaning, I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on praying until something changes. I'm going to keep on knocking on heaven's door until you answer. I'm going to keep on striving. I'm going to keep on fasting. I'm going to keep on praying until I hear your voice tell me this is the way to go. That's what I'm saying. This is the way I have for your life. I'm going to keep on diligently seeking him. I encourage each and every one of you, keep on diligently seeking the voice of God, because he will answer. He's waiting to answer you. He's waiting to give you the answer that you've been desiring. You've been asking, you've been fasting, you've been praying, you've been seeking, you've been serving, you've been doing everything that you know possible. But you know what you do now? Sit down and wait till he speaks. Because when you sit down and not say anything, honey, he tells you everything. When you get quiet, I don't know how he touches y'all, but sometimes he touches me in that still small voice, and I'll be like, oh, thank you, Lord. And then sometimes he'd be like, no, this is what I said. Get it right. I'm not opposed to God be like, getting whooped by God. But you know what? That's okay, because it's for the making of my faith. It's for the making of being able to run this race and run this race proper in him. So keep on diligently seeking him. Run. Keep on running to his voice. Don't stop. Don't stop when he's talking. Just say, here I am. I'm your servant, Lord. Speak. Speak what you want me to know. Speak what you want me to hear. Speak how you want me to live. Speak how you want me to raise my kids. Speak how you want me to be a woman of God. Speak how you want me to be a daughter of God. Speak how you want me just to be in you. Lord, I am diligently seeking you. Lord, I am diligently pursuing you. Lord, I am diligently praying. Lord, I am diligently believing you, Lord God, for you not a man who shall lie, nor the son of man. Lord God, you can't lie. You said in your word, there's two things you can't do. You can't lie and you cannot fail. You can take those things to the bank. I'm telling you, he can't lie and he won't fail you. But what you got to do is diligently pursue after him. Don't stop. Don't quit. Don't stop believing in what he's going to do for you. Don't stop believing in your petitions. Don't stop believing in your prayers. Don't stop believing. Just keep on listening. Keep on praying. Keep on pursuing. Keep on saying, Lord, I believe. Even when you don't see it, I still believe. Even when it seems like all hell is breaking loose, Lord, I still believe. Because it ain't your tears. It ain't your, it's by faith is how he moves in your life. By the faith of God. So diligently put your faith in your life in the master's hands. And I'm telling you, he will turn it around for you. He will make that mountain disappear. If you put your faith in him and you diligently listen to what the Spirit is saying to you. Through God. Praise God. That is all he gave me. I praise God.